A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was at Bethany across the Jordan with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. When Jesus turned around and noticed them following him, he asked them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where do you stay?" "Come and see," he answered. So they went to see where he was lodged and stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. One of the two who had followed him after hearing John was Simon Peter's brother Andrew. The first thing he did was seek out his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the anointed. He brought him to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. Your name shall be Cephas," which is rendered Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. There are so many teachings to reflect upon in this short gospel selection. John the Baptist's choice of words in proclaiming Jesus the Lamb of God. The excitement of Simon Peter's brother Andrew in exclaiming, "We have found the Messiah." The power of Jesus' proclamation of Simon's new name, "You are Peter." But for some reason, my heart was touched by the dialogue between the two disciples and Jesus. Jesus sees them following along. I can almost envision it so clearly. Jesus is walking down the dusty road, and the two disciples are trailing along behind, trying to not look too obvious, but wanting to see what he was like. After all, John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God. What could this mean? Maybe they even stopped when he turns around to look at them and pretend they're looking at the sky or the view. But Jesus speaks to them clearly. He doesn't say, "Why are you following me?" or "Who are you?" or even "What do you want?" No, he asks an even deeper question. What are you looking for? Isn't that the question of life? What are we looking for? What is our existence all about? And then comes the response. The disciples could have answered anything. We are looking for the Lamb of God. We are looking for the Messiah. We are looking for the answer to all of life's questions. But what do they ask instead? Where do you stay? Where do you stay? What a beautiful thing to ask. It's as if God the Father opened their hearts to realize that more important than an answer to one question, what are you looking for, they could find where he was staying so they could be with him longer. They could bask in his presence. They could live in his aura and light so that they could learn even more than the answer to just one question. Relationships aren't easy. They take patience, time, understanding, sacrifice, humility, just to name a few. When I met my husband 42 years ago, I wasn't sure what our marriage would be like. I just knew I couldn't imagine my life without him in it. Where do you stay? Can I be there too? Our relationship with Jesus is not always going to be easy. There will be times when we feel abandoned, when we wonder if he's listening, when he answers our prayers in a totally different way than we expected. But like the first two disciples, can we see his light, his power, his love, and say, "Where are you staying? Can we stay too?" Can we build a relationship with Jesus by continually seeking him out in prayer, in study, in reading scriptures, in receiving the Eucharist, to be in his presence, to stay where he is staying? Then we can truly have the fullness of his love. In our relationship, we can gain strength and fulfillment. Where are you staying, Lord? He answers, "Come and see."